Far from the coronavirus scare, life goes on. For teenager Guadalupe Garcia, she's eager to hear how the U.S. Supreme Court decides her mother's future. Guadalupe's mom benefits from DACA, the program that protects many undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as kids. This spring, the Supreme Court will decide on whether the Trump administration can shut down DACA. Reporter Zadie Stavely met up with the Garcia family near Modesto, California.
I see you!
Guadalupe Garcia and her mom are running around a park in California's Central Valley with her two-year-old cousin. Guadalupe is 15 and a high school sophomore. She's also a soccer player, but she spends a lot of her free time with her mom. Back at home, with the family's birds chirping in the living room, Guadalupe talks about her dreams.
After high school, I would like to go to CSU Fullerton, and then
she has it all planned out, where she wants to go to college and then medical school in New York. Guadalupe was born with a kidney defect. Dealing with that all her life has made her want to become a pediatrician.
I like helping kids. I don't like to see them sick or anyone crying or their parents feeling scared because something can happen to them.
Her mom, Gabriela Garcia, has raised Guadalupe as a single parent. She's proud of her daughter and how well she does in school. Gabriela says she did well in school too, until she realized what it meant to be undocumented.
Because then I didn't think I could go to college, and I kind of like gave up. I felt like I hit a wall and I couldn't go or do anything when I realized I was an immigrant.
Gabriela was brought to the United States from Mexico when she was 3 years old. Now she's 33. When the DACA program began in 2012, she applied immediately. It let her work as an accountant at a small tech company where she has health insurance. Gabriela says that's been critical because her daughter, Guadalupe, who was born in the U.S., has needed 3 surgeries since she was born.
Having health insurance has really helped us a lot because just seeing what the bill should have been without the health insurance, it's crazy.
The Trump administration wants to end DACA, arguing it's unconstitutional. Pediatricians and other child development experts have told the Supreme Court justices that ending the program would hurt the physical and mental health of U.S. citizen kids. For Guadalupe, her anxiety started to grow after Trump's election and realizing her mom could face deportation. The family drew up papers to name a legal guardian for Guadalupe in case her mom was detained by immigration agents.
It felt like we weren't anything. We had no way of stopping them. It's just a fear that every immigrant has.
If DACA ends, Guadalupe is afraid she'll lose her mom.
If something were to happen to her, I feel like the air got knocked out of me, or I don't know what I would do.
Guadalupe tells her mom when she grows up, she will protect her and try to get her papers to live in the U.S. But that's complicated, since her mom entered the country illegally. Gabriela wishes her daughter didn't feel responsible for her.
I want her to focus on her being a kid or her being a teenager or making sure that she has her life.
In the meantime, Guadalupe and her mom are waiting for the Supreme Court to decide on DACA. Guadalupe is heading to college in 3 years. Gabriela hugs her daughter close.
My child will soon go away.
Yeah, you're almost done parenting me, Guadalupe says to her mom.
Am I?
No. Mm-mm. Never done.
Gabriela steps back and looks at her daughter.
Yeah, it's always been her and I. Right, Tita? We've been there through a lot. Right? It's you and I.
They lean into each other, holding on. For the world, I'm Zadie Stavely, near Modesto, California.
Our story was produced in collaboration with EdSource.